Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson, the Texas Cattle Feeders, on GIPSA and more in just a moment.
If you purchased Super S Super Track 303, Super S 303, Cam 2 Pro Max 303, or Cam 2 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, or Schlin, Rural King, or Atwoods, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. These specific products fail to meet OEM specifications and viscosity requirements and could also cause severe damage to your equipment. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods between December 1st, 2013 and the present. Your claim deadline is December 29th, 2021, and you may be eligible for a monetary award. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
The president and CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, represents feedlots in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. And he says there is a level of concern about what USDA may do in regards to reinterpreting GIPSA rules going forward.
The GIPSA rule proposal, which we don't have the proposed rule yet, but we have the announcement by Secretary Vilsack that they will be publishing rules. If they don't get it right, or if they overreach on this issue of competition and harm to competition and not requiring documentation or proof of economic injury, and so it's more about, well, I think I got harmed. I can't document it, but I didn't get the same deal that the other guy got.
Right.
There's no guarantees in the American business capitalistic system. Right. We want everybody to be on the same level playing field as far as opportunity. But that doesn't mean we're all going to negotiate the same outcome. That's based on an incredibly long list of factors. Economies of scale, where we are in a particular area of the country, relative to all of our inputs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we really need to be paying attention, and we will be, to what the words on paper on those GIPSA rules say. Now, whether or not the President Biden's other components of the executive order on competition have a positive or negative effect, I think the jury's still out.
Ross Wilson saying that we need regulation, a level of regulation, but they will be watching closely to see how the Biden administration approaches the rewrite of GIPSA.
You know, the pendulum can swing too far both directions. We always want a very strong oversight by appropriate government agencies, Department of Justice, USDA. I don't express concern about the GIPSA rules to say we shouldn't have GIPSA rules. We need a strong Packers and Stockyards Act and some of the other proposals that have been put on the table to expand and increase the staff and the budget for Packers and Stockyards are a good thing, but we can overdo it if we're not careful.
Finally, Ross Wilson says one of the big picture problems and challenges for the beef industry will be to aggressively tell a positive sustainability story to all who will listen.
The future consumers of beef, in some respects, will walk into the store and think first about what was the impact of this product on the climate and how was the animal cared for. Mm-hmm. And then they'll make an economic decision on quality and price. So the industry is working very hard through all of our environmental stewardship efforts, through the primarily today through the U.S. Roundtable on Sustainable Beef, right, and any number of things to make sure we get it right. And we're doing a great job. Is there room for improvement? Yes. The anti-beef and red meat activists love to spread misinformation. So we've got to continue to work on the science and through people like yourselves, get that message out, and social media and other platforms get out the good message as to what the beef industry is doing to shrink our carbon footprint, because we are very competitive. In fact, as you may know, if you look at livestock production, crop production, and forest production, and you have to put forest lands in there, because if your crop production sector is not functioning efficiently and not meeting the demands of consumer demand for plant products or animal demand for plant products, what do? You cut down trees. We haven't cut down trees. We've added acres to the forestry, to forest acres in this country for the last several decades. So that's a very big positive. So if you take all three of those components into consideration, my point being, we are a net carbon sink. That story still has to be told more aggressively.
President and CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.